Welcome to the Get Real Podcast.
I'm Christina Boschman.
And I'm Gianna Robustiano. We are so excited that you are here.
What is Get Real all about? It's about you creating your best life.
Are you ready to get real?
Today we're going to talk about overthinking.
One of my favorite topics.
Yeah, Gianna's even better at overthinking than I am.
I am queen. Christina actually got me a shirt for Christmas and it said, hold on, let me overthink this really quick. I think that is what it said.
Yeah, it was very fun. When I saw it, I forget what website I bought it off of, and I saw it and I just burst out laughing and I said, I'm going to get this for Gianna for Christmas.
So that's how you know that I tend to come across this topic every day of my life.
Yeah, and I used to be a major overthinker until I began to understand that most of it is instigated by a fear of not being perfect, not being good enough, worrying about what somebody else was going to think. And it was at that point in my life that I didn't want to be like that. I didn't want to care that much about what somebody else would think.
Yeah, that's something that I'm working through still. And some days
it takes a long time.
Yeah, because it brings it back to it's a habit that we develop, and it's a matter of breaking that habit and doing something else to fix that.
Yeah, because I used to work in advertising. And I remember we were basically pitching a client. We must have pitched him 10 times. He kept asking us to come back until we finally said, this guy just has analysis paralysis, which is overthinking. Mm-hmm. So you can't make a decision because you're analyzing and analyzing and analyzing to the point that you never do anything and the opportunity passes you by.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely familiar with that. But something that was something I used to do, just thinking of every option possible and not taking action on any of it. And then the opportunity is gone. Mm-hmm. And that is such a sucky thing to go through. But it's that habit that you've created it. And it's a matter of just breaking it, like we were saying.
Yeah, and it's so interesting to me how many people do this type of thing. Because sometimes I think most of the time, we forget that we're each having our very own individual experience here.
Yeah, and that's something that Christina has taught me a lot, is that we're all in our own realities, and most people are filtering their mind through their ego, meaning most things relate to me or my. And when I heard this and learned this, it made things quiet down in my mind.
Can you say that a little bit slower, just in case they didn't catch that? Because that is such an important point.
Yes. So basically, most people filter their world through their ego, meaning most things relate to me or my. So it's all about them and what's going on in their life.
So they're not really worried about what you're doing for the most part.
No, and that when I learned that, that was yet again another game changer. But it's something that doesn't come very quickly to do that, because again, overthinking is a habit. So I always have to remind myself at least that, okay, this person's in their own world thinking about, oh, did I close the garage? Did I turn off that light? They're not thinking about me and making their whole life about me. They're just thinking about themselves and their own world. And then I found a study that was done by the National Science Foundation, which claims that people on average think 50,000 plus thoughts a day. And this could vary, but again,
that's a lot of thoughts. I mean, if you stop and think about 50,000 thoughts a day.
Yeah, and that means if people even thought, like someone thought about like 10 times about us in one day, it means only 0.2% of their overall daily thoughts would like occupy that, which is very small, if that makes sense.
Yeah, is that like 0.002?
Yeah, it's like 0.002.
So tiny, maybe 0.0002. It is so tiny.
Yeah. Like we are literally like a little blimp in someone's mind, like a second thought. And then the rest is just all these other thoughts going on in their life and what they're going to have for lunch or dinner next week and all of that in between.
And all this time we're sitting there thinking, oh, well, what if they think this and what if they think that? And what if I make the wrong decision? What if I do this wrong? What are people going to think? When yeah. most people are not thinking anything. And if they do, it's like a quick judgment and then they move on to judging the next person.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It's true, but it's yeah. such a freeing thing when you realize that too, because I know that's limit. That has limit me, limited. I don't know how to say that. That is, yeah, it's limit.
It limits limiting. You.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
limits very limiting.
Me. I don't know why I got all tongue-tied.
Some days that happens. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, that's happening to me right now, but it is limiting because when you put yourself in that position, you're just like, you're not taking action in your life and you're just in your head all the time. Mm-hmm. Actually, this kind of reminds me of something that happened last year when I was trying to find a guitar player, and it struck me when Christina and I were talking, you're like, you haven't taken any action. You've just been thinking about it.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it literally just like stopped me, and I was like, oh my God, like I haven't been taking any action. I've been thinking every case scenario that could possibly happen or people that I could come across instead of actually doing it. I definitely limited myself, and then I did start taking action, and since then I've done so much with music and made so many connections with different musicians, and that kind of took hearing that to really
yeah, because it's getting
me.
Out of that paralysis.
Yeah.
Paralysis, that paralyzed state where you're not doing anything because you're so busy sitting there thinking to yourself, well, what if this goes wrong? Or what if he just doesn't want to even talk to me? Mm-hmm. Or what if he thinks I have a bad voice? Or what if he thinks you're wonderful and he's wishing you would call him?
Yeah,
you
like,
know,
you
it's
don't
like
know.
That's the other side. Yeah. So Gianna and I were talking earlier about how all of this starts, and so much of it starts when we're little kids. Mm-hmm. And I was sharing the statistic of which I think is fascinating, that most of our or 85% of the average person's thought patterns and behavior patterns are already in place by the time they are 7 years old.
Isn't that so crazy, though, to think that?
It absolutely is. But, you know, and so many times people say, well, how is that even possible? But it's just because when we're young, we're all brand new. Mm-hmm. Everything is new and everything is major. So it leaves all these impressions in our brain and our central nervous system. And then that energy is held in our bodies. And it makes us do things that if we actually really thought about it, which what this is all about, is learning to stay in the moment, mm-hmm. to break that pattern. As a matter of fact, I was telling Gianna this morning, I had seen a post on LinkedIn where this big, very well-known guy said that overthinking was a character flaw. And I could not sit there and just let that go by. So I pulled out my little fingers and I started typing away. And I said, I would say that it's a habit.
Definitely.
And habits can be broken, because I used to be a really big overthinker, not moving forward on anything because I was worrying about the outcomes all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would be paralyzed and not do anything. And once I was able to break that habit, everything changed. It had nothing to do with my character.
Yeah, it's nothing to do.
Yeah, I think calling it a character flaw was just kind of hit me hard. Like, what?
Yeah, like when you shared that with me, it felt like such a negative, like low thing to say. You're attacking someone's character, they're who they are, and that's not who you are. Overthinking is not you. It's the habit that you've like learned, which, you know, it's something that you can get through and not always have be a part of you. I mean, sure, you'll have times in life where you overthink certain things, but it won't be all day, every day,
right,
on a spiral. It'll be like, right, oh wait, I'm overthinking right now. I can identify that. And
yeah, because you know, when the overthinking happens, honestly, is when our energy is a little bit lower.
Yes.
When maybe we're a little bit more down, or we're not feeling good about ourselves on a certain day, when you're in a good, you're having a really good day and everything is, you're going your way, very rare, there would be a very rare person that would be overthinking on a day like that. For the most part, when you're there, you're like, ah, I can do anything. Mm-hmm. But it's when your energy's a little bit lower that you start to feel that, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do that. Oh, what are my friends going to think? Oh, what is my boss going to think? Oh, what are my colleagues going to think?
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes a ton of sense because I can identify a time where I've been down and I'm just overthinking how things aren't going to work out and yada yada in the third. And then when I have a great day, I'm like, no, everything's going to go fine. It all will be well. And
everything's working in my favor.
Yeah, and just right. Switching that out. And then a good portion of that overthinking comes from not trusting the outcome of it or trying to control a certain outcome mm-hmm. of how things are going to be. And we can't do that as much as we think about it and worry about it. No matter how much we do of it, it's not going to help things go right because we don't know until we're in that moment.
Right. Exactly. So, and we can't control the outcome. No. And as human beings, that's one of our big issues because we all want to be able to control the outcome.
Definitely.
But we can't.
No, it's
all we can do is do our best in every single moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly, today was one of those days I woke up and I just kept saying, you have to trust the process. Just trust the process. Because I woke up feeling a little negative and I started overthinking and then I started feeling bad. And I was like, stop. You can't control the outcome.
But that's amazing. You were able to get to that point where you noticed it and you stopped it, considering you had mentioned that you had a history of overthinking, but you broke that habit. And sometimes it comes on days like this when you're not feeling 100%, but you were able to stop that and be like, wait, no, I'm going to trust the process. Everything's okay. I'm just overthinking this right now and mm-hmm. it'll change.
Right.
So it's possible to get out of that.
So when people find themselves in a place where they're overthinking, there are things that you can do mm-hmm. that can help you get out of that space and bring you back to the moment. Because when you are overthinking, you are not seriously in the moment. Because when we're in the moment, everything's fine in this moment.
Yeah, nothing is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not, you're thinking about the past, future, and all of that. You're not right here, right now.
Right. So if you're really struggling and you feel like you just can't stop thinking, find a distraction.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things that you can do, whether actually a really good distraction I found is reading a book, because all you're doing is focusing on that book and mm-hmm. and reading the pages, or even breathing techniques. That is like another game changer when it comes to overthinking, because it brings you into the moment. You're focusing on your breath.
Right. Yeah. So with the breathing, right, when you're really focusing on breathing, we should put a couple of, we'll put out a couple of breathing meditations on the website. We'll have them out there at some point. We'll let you know. But the thing with the breathing is if you stop and you really think about your breath, so let's just do this right now just quickly. So you close your eyes, or you don't have to close your eyes, but if you just breathe in through your nose and feel the air going in through your nose, just feel it. And then feel what it feels like when it goes out. And you focus on that 5 minutes. It distracts you. It takes you away from that place of being stuck in that rut of a thought pattern that just keeps repeating and repeating, and you're asking yourself all kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. You step away from it. And going back to the distraction, I like to go outside, or sometimes I'll just pull up an aerobic dance or something video and just go throw my exercise clothes on.
Oh, that helps. Exercising helps so much. And even going outside, I've noticed there's something about walking on trails or going through nature, just walking down the street and observing everything. It takes you right out of your head and right into the moment, and you're completely grounded, just everything. Like if you take a moment to walk outside and just listen to what's going on and look around and smell what's happening or in the air, whether it's, I don't know, anything, it just really brings you back into the moment.
And sometimes too, if you find your mind wandering, because we do have that default mode network in our brain that we're just walking along and all of a sudden the thought comes back in, you just stop. Mm-hmm. You say no. You go, and how about examining the bark of a tree?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll do that outside. We have a lot of woods here, and I'll go out and I'll look. There'll be three or four trees that are near each other, and their bark is very, very different. If you go and you just look at the bark and see the little mushrooms growing on it, or the algae, the fungi, whatever it happens to be, it just puts you in a completely different headspace.
Definitely. And really describing it to yourself, like mm-hmm. just being there with that piece of bark or a flower maybe that you're looking at, or a tree. When you really take the time to examine and really describe what you're looking at, you almost don't even remember what it is that you're thinking about.
We were talking about this last night. Do you know about the Fibonacci sequence?
No.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a future podcast. It's really interesting how everything is all numbers. And you can go, and once we get into it, we'll come back to it because it is a fascinating thing. And certain flowers have 36 petals or whatever the Fibonacci sequence is. I can't remember off because it's 1 + 2 = 3, 3 plus whatever. I can't remember right this second because I'm thinking about something else. But we'll go into that, and I want to get distracted, but that's what I do. So we will talk about that another time.
And I mean, if you're finding trouble looking for things to keep yourself distracted, we have a ton of things that you could do to help with those thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much. And I wish maybe next podcast I researched this, that like our brain can only focus on like one thing at a time.
Yes, we really can't multitask. Yeah. We think we can. So yeah, there's a lot of new research on that.
And I was reading about it. So we'll talk about it maybe in another episode, but that this was something that helped me in my overthinking, was realizing that I can just switch this thought right now, whether it's I'm going outside and I'm going to look at this and this piece of bark and examine it, and my brain is only focusing on that. You can't focus on the thing that you were overthinking mm-hmm. and this piece of bark at the same time.
It doesn't work, right?
So
exactly.
That's so cool to realize that you can rid yourself of these thoughts that are coming into your brain. You just switch your focus to something else. Mm-hmm. And that is such an awesome thing to realize.
Yep. Or let's go on to number three. Do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
When you feel like you can't stop thinking about what it is, go distract yourself by doing something really nice for somebody.
And that, I mean, your focus will all be on that, you know, and you're thinking about how good it's going to be when you help this person out with something, and your focus is all to that. And
that's right. Or even simple things like I'm going to do this after. I have a friend, and I'm going to send her a card because she's doing a social media detox until the beginning of February. So I thought to myself, you know what I'll do? I'll just stop and go buy her a card, write the card, and stick it in the mail. Do something nice for somebody. It doesn't have to be anything really big.
No, it could be the smallest thing. And just thinking to take your time to go out and write a letter and be with that, that's all you can focus on in mm-hmm. that moment, is what you want to say to your friend.
Right, because if your mind starts to wander when you're writing, you can't think about what you're writing. You have to stay focused mm-hmm. on what you're writing, which is really,
that's really cool,
very
though.
Fun to think about
it
that.
It is, because I remember when I would be deep, deep into my thoughts. I've gotten better over the years that I've learned these techniques, but back then I thought that was it. Like I would be stuck with this ruminating brain for the rest of my life, and mm-hmm. there was no way around it. So it's possible to get through your thoughts. And by doing these techniques, that's going to help so much. And the more you do it, that becomes a habit when right. these thoughts come into your brain.
So a fun habit is, which is number four here, beginning to recognize automatic negative thoughts.
Yes.
What are known as ants. We have a fun exercise that we do in our Jumpstart to Happier program, and it involves ants. When you start to notice these thoughts that are automatic, like, why can't I make a decision? Well, that's because I'm not smart enough, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not whatever enough. That's just an automatic negative thought. Mm-hmm. And that feeds our fear, which feeds the procrastination, which feeds the overthinking. Mm-hmm. So when you start to recognize what your automatic negative thoughts are, you can write them down. And then I love to just imagine that you're squashing ants.
Yeah,
not that I'm all about killing ants, but you know, you can even get some little plastic ants as a little thing to just remind yourself.
But that's such a great little reminder too, and a way to see your thoughts as, and not identify yourself with those thoughts. Like, no, those are those little ants creeping in, like, squash those. That's not the truth of it all. It's just
not at all.
A little thought that's creeping in. It doesn't mean that it's real.
Exactly. And it comes in automatically. We all have those ones mm-hmm. that come in. I still have some that come in. I'm like, really? All right, where's the ants? I need to start squishing some ants around here. This is ridiculous.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
But it all happens. It's going to happen, but it's just a matter of developing those techniques when they do come. Because you're not going to get rid of overthinking for the rest of your life. It's going to come through. It's just how you're going to notice them. And
pay attention to when it happens. Like I said, when your energy's low is usually when it happens. So number five, if you are struggling with this and you feel like you just can't work your way through it, go ask for help.
Yeah, there's endless counselors out there and therapists that can help you with this. And if you want any help on any of these like techniques, we can help you, but we're not like professionals in that way. We're just saying that we've been there
and we know how it goes, and we also know how to work your way through it.
Yes. And so, you can reach out to Christina, because she is certified, and she can totally help with all this stuff, and she's been there as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I got into all of this, because once I started to work my way through it and then I found neurolinguistics, I thought, wow, it's all about words and mind language and the things that we say mm-hmm. to ourselves. So let's just zip back quickly over through. So number one, when you find yourself overthinking, find a distraction.
Yes.
Number two,
practice breathing exercises.
And we will put some of those up on the website. Bear with mm-hmm. us, because we're really just starting this whole program. So if they're not there, it's because they're not there yet. We'll get them there.
Yeah, they will be there.
Number three, do something nice for somebody. It doesn't have to be an expensive thing or anything. Just do something nice. Get out of your own head and think about somebody else for a while.
Number four is automatic negative thoughts. And you can squash those ants, remember, and you can write them all down and compare and remember those ants. Just see them as ants and squash them.
Squash them. And then number five, ask for help. Ask for a counselor or a therapist. You can call us. Like I said, I'm certified. Mm-hmm. And Gianna will be. So she's working on hers. So we will be there as a resource.
Yes.
So we're going to wrap this up here.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get real, follow us on social media. The links are below. And check out our website, www.manifestingmiraclestogether.com.
Is there someone you know who is ready to get real? If so, then do them a favor and share this episode.
Until next time.